Blog Talk Radio.
All right, hello, ladies and gentlemen. Gentlemen, this is Zurian Bennett, and this is the Zurian Show. Today we have a very special guest. I just need to get them on. Please stand by. Thank you. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Today we have a very special show. We have a young lady on today that is definitely an inspiration to all of our youth out there. This young lady is a go-getter. She's out there trying to do big things and great things, not only for herself, but also for the community. She's actually started her own organization, her own foundation. I mean, this is truly a powerful young lady. I got the pleasure of meeting this young lady actually at a Buffalo Soldiers presentation that we did for African American history in, I believe it was Arlington, Virginia. And I got to speak with the young lady then and found her to be a very articulate, very well-mannered and well-behaved and educated young lady that's definitely going to go places. With no further ado, I'm sorry that we actually started a little bit off time today, but, you know, with no further ado, I'm trying to see if she's on the phone now. Jeanette.
Hello.
Jeanette, are you with us? Hello, how you doing?
I'm fine, and you?
I'm fine. Hey, how you say us old people, we need to get more timely. At this time, I'm late, and it's my fault, so I owe you another interview. Anyway, could you do us a favor? Is everything okay with you?
Yes, everything's fine.
Outstanding, outstanding. All right, as I don't know if you heard what I was saying, but I was basically singing your accolades, talking about what a very impressive young lady you are and how I was impressed with all of the things that you've accomplished and all of your future goals. And I got to meet you and your mom at an event, you know, not too long ago. Could you tell us a little bit about you?
Well, again, my name is Janet LaGabona, and I have a foundation called Children Empowerment, and the motto is, together we can make a difference towards hunger, poverty, and education for children.
That's outstanding. What made you come up with the concept to actually do what you're doing?
Well, It all started when I wanted to volunteer for an organization, but they said I couldn't because I was a minor. I was upset. I said I could make a difference. But then, like a couple of minutes later, I was like, if I had my own foundation, I can volunteer as much as I want. So with my mother's support and my determination, Children Empowerment Foundation was born.
Outstanding. You ladies and gentlemen, hear that? This is something that you need to follow. This is a powerful young lady. Just from the sound of her voice, you can hear the determination and the dedication to doing positive things, not only for, again, herself, but for the community at large. I mean, I just love it. I love it to death, and I was actually looking forward to this interview. Could you tell us a little bit about how the organization is structured, what your overall goals are?
Oh, my goal is, for the long-term goal, my goal is to make an orphanage in Sierra Leone for the kids, just like me, who lost their parents in the Civil War of Sierra Leone that affected Sierra Leone as a country today.
Outstanding. And you've been to Sierra Leone, correct?
No, I haven't.
Oh, I thought you'd actually been there. All right, well, that's another thing that we need to raise funds to do. We need to raise funds to get you over there so that the people that you're supporting can actually get the pleasure of meeting with you. And you can then inspire a lot of those children over there, you know, to let them know that anything's possible with some belief and a whole lot of effort and hard work. That's outstanding. You actually also have an event coming up shortly, don't you? In a few months, rather. Like in November, October? Hello? Hello, Janet? All right, ladies and gentlemen, it looks like we lost Janet for a second. She should be getting back on in a few minutes. But Janet also has another group or organization, not another organization, but she has a function that she does. And we're going to talk a little bit about how all of that came about, because this young lady has even organized through President Obama to have Children's Day or Child's Day, which is, again, another fantastic accomplishment that she's done. So, anyway, this young lady, again, has a lot of drive, a lot of determination, and she put together basically her own foundation, created that with the help of her mother and other people, and then she wrote a letter to President Barack Obama, and that letter was basically asking for a proclamation to create a day for children. And again, through her hard work, her determination, and her very eloquent way of putting things, she was able to accomplish that goal. And I believe on November 19th of 2010, she was issued a proclamation, you know, making that dream for that day for children actually come true. So, Janet, would you like to tell us about your proclamation?
Well, yes. Earlier in the year, I wrote a letter, like, there's St. Patrick's Day, Valentine's Day, and et cetera of holidays in the year, but what about Children's Day? And I send it in, and then, like, after my pageant competition, when I came back from California, that was around December, early December, and we saw an envelope from the White House. I was like, oh, my goodness, what could this be? And I saw the proclamation, how they say, I hereby declare November 20th as National Child's Day. And with Barack Obama's signature and everything, and I was so excited.
That's outstanding. So it was actually signed on November 19th, correct?
Oh, unfortunately, no. It was previously signed because of, you know, how the president's busy and things, so. He sent it.
No, but I mean he sent it, but it was signed, I think. I mean, I thought I remembered that it was signed on the 19th, but it went in effect on the 20th.
No, the 19th is when they have the ceremony, because the 20th is on the Sunday.
Oh, okay, okay. Well, anyway, a little while ago, I was talking about the fact that you guys are going to have a ceremony, I believe, November this coming year. Is that correct?
Yes.
And that is
true.
And what's that for?
Oh, it's for the to celebrate National Child's Day.
Okay, so every November 20th, from this day forward, it's National Child's Day, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
Outstanding. The children that you're working to help, have you actually been able to contact any of them or had any type of communications with any of the children that you've been trying to help so far?
Really, honestly, not yet, but I hope I can, but not yet.
Okay. And when you got this inspiration that made you go ahead and say you were going to contact President Obama and that you were going to start your foundation and that all things, I'm assuming that you're one of those people that think that all things are possible with a little bit of effort. Is that true?
Yes. Everything starts with a dream.
Some of the older people on this call need to listen to that. Everything starts with a dream, and you heard it from the mouth of a child that has definitely climbed some hills, some mountains, and gone over some obstacles and made some reality come from her particular dreams at a young age. How old are you now?
I'm 12 years old.
12 years old. You've done a lot of amazing things so far for a 12-year-old. Can I ask you I know it's kind of hard to ask for somebody to be 12, but do you know what you want to do with yourself when you get to be older? You know where you want to go to college or what you want to do for your future?
Well, I like to be a singer, and I like to take that as a career when I grow up.
Okay. And still try to do this stuff like your foundation and other things to help other children too?
Yes.
Outstanding. You're also, I believe, Miss Virginia?
Yes, I am Miss Virginia. Yes, that's true.
And how did you do that? Tell us a little bit of the story about that.
Well, I went to Miss Virginia State Pageant. And we have three required categories, and it's formal wear, personal introduction, and interview. And simply, if you did high above most of the girls there, yeah, probably all the girls, if you have the highest score over those three categories, then, of course, you win.
Outstanding. How many people competed in your category?
67.
Wow. Out of 67, you came out one of the top. That is phenomenal. So you've been representing the state of Virginia for how long now?
Well, since I'm about to hand over my crown, it's more than a month. Like, they give you 1 year of reign.
Mm-hmm. So you've done just about your year.
Yeah. Most of my years passed.
Okay. What type of motivational incentive would you like to leave for anybody else, be it young or old? Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Well, what I would say to them is, if you work hard, no matter how old you are, you're able to accomplish it, because as long as you're a human being, like they say, if there's life, there's hope. So anything is possible if you put a lot of hard work and, like, if you believe
So a lot of hard work and a lot of belief, and you feel that you can do anything and
yes.
accomplish any goal. Again, it's been very inspiring talking to you. I think
yes, it's very nice talking to you.
I think you've definitely set the bar, not only for other youth, but for also some of us, again, people that are a little bit more older, that could definitely use that type of a spirit. Could you give us
yeah.
your website and your actual address for your foundation?
My website is www.childrenef.org. Again, it's www.childrenef.org. And the address is 5375 Duke Street, Suite 310, Alexandria, Virginia, 22304.
Give us that address one more time, please.
5375 Duke Street, Suite 310, Alexandria, Virginia, 22304.
And the name of your organization?
It's Children Empowerment Foundation.
That's outstanding. And your celebration that you're having, I believe, in November, November 20th, is there an address for that?
It's Patrick Henry Recreational Center. That's where it takes place.
Mm-hmm.
And it's on Taney Avenue in the same Alexandria, Virginia.
What avenue was that again, please?
Taney Avenue.
Okay. All right. And if anybody wants to contact you or donate to your particular organization, what would be the best way to reach you?
The best way that you can donate is actually donate on the website.
Okay. So there's a button there. So if anybody wants to donate, all they need to do is go to the website, which will also be posted on the page for the show. I'll make that adjustment as soon as we're done with the interview. So if anybody wants to donate, they can actually go to the webpage, or if anybody wants to send any communications their thoughts or suggestions or, you know, well wishes, would that same address that you gave earlier be the best place for them to do that?
Yes.
Outstanding. Hey, do you have any brothers or sisters? Are they as motivated as you are?
Well, I'm the last one. So, yes, they're very motivative.
You're the last one. So the older one's also motivated.
Yes.
Outstanding. How many brothers and sisters do you have?
Three brothers and three sisters.
Wow. All right. I have a question before we actually end the interview. Is there anything else that you'd like to share with us about your organization, about your goals, you know, about what you'd like to see, not only from, you know, other young people like yourself, you know, but from some of us older people that maybe need to get more involved?
Well, again, all we need to do, especially, is to, like, help donate, because I can't do this by myself. Like, I need your help. Like, I need everyone's help. And the saying is, it takes a village to raise a child. So this child is asking this village to help donate and make my goal a reality.
Your goal a reality, and the other people who you help, who you're helping, to help
for the
them
children.
To live, correct, to live and to be all that they can be, because right now there's just a lot of things that are going on and that help is much needed.
Yeah, just
right.
To bring the smile on the faces of children.
Outstanding. All right. With that said, we're going to go ahead and end the interview. Again, I want to thank everybody for calling or for listening to our show today. And I want to thank you, especially Janet, for all the work that you've done. All right? And with that said, we're going to go ahead and close the call. This is the Zurian Show. Janet?
Yes. It's a very pleasure. Thank you.
It's been a pleasure for me, too. You just keep up the work. Keep on striving. Keep on dreaming. I'm sure you're going to become a great singer. Ladies and gentlemen, I also got to hear Janet sing. You record companies, y'all need to go ahead and call this young lady up because she's ready. She's ready. All she needs is that opportunity. All right, Janet, again, thank you very much for your time. And I think we'll probably try to do this again because I think this is a message that needs to get out there. Ladies and gentlemen, if you actually have heard the show, then what I'd also like you to do is pass the show on to other people. The show can be reheard again as many times as you want, and it can be sent out via an email link so that you can share Janet's message with everybody that's interested in hearing it and everybody that needs to hear it so that we can do what we can to help Janet's dream come true and become a reality. With that, this again is Zurian. I want to thank everybody again for listening, and remember, today is now. Take care and be well.